Every summer, students from around the country go to Atlanta to test themselves in the national Skills USA competition. You could think of it as the World Series or the Super Bowl of job skills.
Categories include building tiny houses, audio production, computer programming, carpentry, and plane maintenance, among many others. In this year's competition, Wisconsin students took home 4 gold medals, 1 silver, and 1 bronze.
Now we'll hear from 2 of this year's gold medalists. Elijah Ward graduated this year from Webster High School, where he was on the team that took home the gold in automated manufacturing technology. Drew Krause is an incoming junior at Hartford Union High School and the gold medal winner in the Facilithon, or Leadership and Facility Management. Also in the conversation, Jake Mim, the statewide coordinator of Skills USA for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. He works with districts around the state to set up these Skills USA programs. I talked to them last week. Jake, let's start with you. What is Skills USA?
Rob, I'm so glad you asked. Skills USA is the answer to a lot of issues that we're having today in filling the workforce gap in America. It's an extension of things that kids learn in the classroom and beyond. And quite frankly, it's what's working in education as a student organization that relies heavily on showcasing the skill sets of students in technology and engineering courses here in Wisconsin and throughout the nation, quite frankly.
And Jake, what do you see students getting out of participating in this project?
As a former classroom teacher of 25 years, I can tell you this much. Skills USA as a student organization is not a club, but it's not a social club. It is actually an extension of the classroom. And while it might not be for every student, it should be offered at every school district. What it is an opportunity for students to showcase their skills of something that they've learned in the classroom at a professional level, which is vetted within business and industry. So those standards that we teach as a classroom teacher to our students, we're seeing and showcasing and showing up in the business and industry world through Skills USA.
All right, now let's talk to a couple of the students here. Elijah, let's start with you now. A gold medal, that's fantastic. What brought you into the Skills USA program?
It was my dad. He's our lead shop teacher, so he handles all of our Skills USA stuff, and he really showed me the path and showed me the competition that I later got a couple of people to do with me, and showed me how to work hard and showed me that it paid off through Skills USA.
And Elijah, you competed in the automated manufacturing technology category. What did you do?
So I personally took the engineering drawings that were given to us and I drew them in a CAD software. And then one of my teammates would take that CAD model and he would write the tool pass on a CAM software. And then we'd pass the tool pass off to our machinist who would actually run the part.
So computer-aided design, manufacturing. So what's it like to take a project from blueprint to making the thing?
It's really complicated. There's so many moving parts to that. My job is pretty cut and dry for the most part, but the further on you go on the machine side, there tends to be some complications most of the time.
And now, Drew, you were in the facility management category. First, what brought you into Skills USA? What made you want to join in here?
Some of my friends were like, hey, you should go, you like tech ed, you like be doing hands-on work, and you should try it. And they were doing it too. So that kind of just, my freshman year was just, hey, you should try it. And I stuck with it and I like it.
You've done a couple different categories, I understand. Your gold was in this facility management category. What does that event involve?
It involved like a first 50-question multiple choice test on like basic like facilities knowledge. So like, what does ADA stand for? Like, how do windows like affect the space and others, like things like that, but pretty common knowledge. And then you get a problem to solve that they give you on a piece of paper, you read it, and you have to figure out what your steps would be in what order and how you would execute those steps.
And I understand this is an airport management problem you had to try to solve. What was the situation they gave you?
So at the national level, it was an airport, small regional airport with like 4 terminal or 4 gates, and their electronic directory boards went down. So the signs that tell you where your baggage claim is, what gate number you are, and their signs went down. So then you had to figure out how you're going to keep the airport operational and keep it up and running while you attempt to fix the signs, and how are you going to go about having someone fix the signs. And then you write that down in your paper, and then you present it to judges, which are facility managers that take time out of their day to come help judge Skills USA. And then they kind of grade you on how your problem solving goes. And then they give you a challenge, and then you only have 3 minutes to think about that challenge before you tell them how you would fix that challenge.
We are talking about the National Skills USA organization and competition and Wisconsin's role in it. We've got Drew Krause and Elijah Ward. They both took home gold medals in the national competition this summer. Jake Mim is also with us, statewide coordinator for Skills USA. Jake, you talked about the benefit for students here. Sounds like there might be something in it for Wisconsin and the state's economy as well for having people like Drew and Elijah develop these schools. What are some of the benefits for the state?
So my work with the Department of Public Instruction is really the standards and curriculum and content that's being delivered in the classroom. And what we've tried to do is really identify our clusters of concentration of jobs, right? Whether that's in architecture and construction or manufacturing, or as you heard, Drew is in the leadership space. So again, what we're doing is identifying and work in direct step with the Wisconsin Technical College system and identifying in workforce development needs what roles, what jobs are out there in the foreseeable future. That is what content is supposed to be taught in the classroom, and working with our local needs assessment. All this is related and relatable. So when we talk about standards, we talk about the classroom, we break those things down. We have clusters of our pathway work of clusters of occupations that we are offering competitions. We align with the national office here in Wisconsin. We offer 72 competitions out of the 115 that are offered at nationals. Now, every state's going to look a little bit different based on what their workforce needs are, et cetera. But between Mike Berry, the post-secondary director, and myself, we are lockstep with the national organization and what we're doing here with our technical college system and our high school system. So we are vertically aligning all the way up to prepare our students to be workforce ready. And this isn't just in the skill set. If you listen to these gentlemen talk, they are polished young individuals, not only with the skill sets, but they're career ready leaders, ready to talk to individuals, prepare the resume, have done the career research, and now have identified what they want to do for a living. So to me, again, I want to raise this up that this is education working for students and for our school districts throughout the state. It's just wonderful to see and lift up.
I want to look toward your future now, Elijah and Drew. Elijah, you've crossed the border into Michigan's UP. I'm talking to you. You're in Houghton right now at Michigan Tech. What is your vision for your career?
I'm going into mechanical engineering here at Michigan Tech, and I'm hoping to end up somewhere either in the defense industry or somewhere in the power sports industry. So two very different directions, but both options.
The power sports meaning?
Like snowmobiles, UTVs, ATVs.
Now we're going to find snow to practice in up there.
Oh, yes, we are.
And Drew, you are still in high school. Do you have thoughts on where your career goes and drawing on some of these skills?
Well, before Facilitron and the leadership, I was looking at becoming a machinist going into the trades right away. And I am currently employed at a machine shop working, but this Facilitron competition has helped me open my eyes and just open other doors for me. So I'm possibly looking to going to college for something in like facilities management.
All right, I'm going to ask each of you to take on the role of a cheerleader now. Drew, what would you say to encourage other students, maybe that incoming high school first-year student, to check out Skills USA if it's available at their school?
In Skills, there's always something for you, and he said, and it will help you get ready for like the rest of your life, help you develop your skills for to build a resume or interview skills, or just skills to get you ready to be in the workforce or to continue on to college. And then also, if you don't like something in skills, just try something else. You might find something you never thought you would like doing, and you'll find it.
Elijah, based on your experience with Skills USA, what would you say to high school students, maybe when you go back to visit friends at home, what would you say to them to encourage them to get involved?
I'd tell them they're going to build lifelong friendships and get connections through the Skills USA chapter that they join. It sets you up being in a national organization like that to build connections with companies and colleges like Michigan Tech. Having that on my resume when I applied here definitely helped.
We'll leave it there. Jake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Drew, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Elijah, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much.
Elijah Ward from Webster High School and Drew Krause from Hartford Union High both won gold medals in this year's Skills USA National Competition in Atlanta. Jake Mim from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is the state director of Skills USA. Congratulations also to teams from Phelps High School, Whitnall High School in Greenfield, Wanakee Middle School, and Chippewa Falls Senior High School, who all brought home medals in the national competition. If you have this Skills USA program in your school, tell us about it. If you're a teacher, a student, somebody who's gone through it, send us an email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.